why are so many of us addicted to some kind of self-destructive behavior? Whether it's alcohol, illegal drugs, prescription drugs, pornography, even sex. More and more people are becoming addicted to hurtful behaviors that many times destroy personal relationships. What causes addictions? And can you conquer whatever addiction is ruining your life? Well, yes, you can. There is a better way. And we're going to talk about conquering addictions on Beyond Today.
Join our host, Gary Petty, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
All of us either know someone close to us, or you yourself are trapped in some kind of addictive behavior. There is a better way. It took you a long time to get where you are, and a half-hour television program isn't all it takes to get better. But we can show you how to get started on that journey to recovery. To help you in dealing with addictive behaviors, we're joined by two pastors and professional counselors and regulars on Beyond Today, John Seforek and Gary Antion. Gary, let's begin by defining addictive behavior.
Addictive behavior is a habitual response resulting in gratification and security, at least initially. But it is intended to help a person deal with their internal or external pressures that they have upon them. However, while it may provide gratification initially, it does not provide it long term. And what will end up happening is that person's spinning out of control even more. So in effect, because they can't deal with some type of internal pressure or external pressure, they can't control that. They go out of control in a different way with a substance or a process in order to try to gain their equilibrium.
Interesting way to put it. A way to get control by going out of control, isn't it, John?
Yes, and the addictions that we're talking about are self-defeating. They're destructive. I've known of some who've come to me and they explain how they got trapped in such an addiction and that they were looking for relief. They were looking for some type of way to cope in their lives, like with the stress and the problems they were dealing with. So in some of these cases, they unfortunately began using an addictive drug and thinking that they wouldn't use it very long, just help them over the hump and everything would be fine in their life. But as they continued to use it, the addiction grew. And in some of these cases, they then found something that was even more addictive, a drug that was more addictive to them, and it seemed like the problem just grew and grew. So they can fall into that self-defeating, self-destructive behavior very easily.
And, of course, drugs are just one form of addiction.
Yes.
People can get addicted or have addictive behavior to almost anything, watching television, sex, alcohol. There's all kinds of things we can do that is very destructive to us. And what happens is, addictions are really destructive habits that get out of control. Explain destructive habits.
Well, a destructive habit is that which basically we must do. We feel we have to do it.
It's a compulsion.
It goes beyond a compulsion, because once it goes beyond a compulsion, it's more excessive than a compulsion, and the person begins to cover it up. The person begins to deal with it in such a way of denial and going off and separating him or herself from the family or from others. They lose connections with others because of this type of behavior. So it's the excessive repetition of this, and it's a must do. It grabs them and holds on to them.
So a person actually becomes controlled by their own destructive habits then.
Yes. Illustration of how this can happen is the wonderful tool, if it's used properly, that we call the internet. And lots of good information is available there, but there are dangers. There are pornographic sites, for example, and people can stumble upon them and not realize what it's going to be, that you get a tiger by the tail, as we say. And that is a growing problem in our society today.
Some people are also addicted to work. You can have work addiction.
Workaholics,
where they're so addicted to work. Why are they working so much? Maybe they don't like going home. Maybe they don't want to face other issues, so they just absorb themselves in work. Coffee. People can be addicted to caffeine.
Right.
People can be addicted to alcohol and many other drugs that both legal and illegal they can get into that can be addictive, some of them.
And of course, when we get into substance abuse, what's difficult is some people just physically are more apt to become addicted than others. But what we're talking about here are emotional and spiritual issues that drive us into this habitual self-destructive behavior. How do we get trapped in that as human beings? What happens to us?
When a person has an issue in his or her life that they cannot deal with, that they cannot face, they look for a way, some way of escape. So their way of escape is to do something else, substitute or mask over or cover. And this helps them. Either they numb themselves with substances, or they go to some other process that will help give them a sense of relief or comfort from it. It's a sense of no way out. I can't get out of this situation. I can't get out of this predicament, so I might as well cover it over. They're not willing to face the issues, or they don't have the strength or the skills to face the issue.
So it's a sense of hopelessness, and it's even a sense of denying reality in a way, isn't it?
Yes, it's a sense of denial of the reality. We have a gullibility too many times, thinking that we won't fall victim to something, that it will not become an addictive behavior, and it sneaks up on us. And then what follows so many times is this cycle and this pattern of excusing it, of even lying about it to maybe perhaps our loved ones, and misrepresenting, certainly, so that we can cover it up, thinking all the while that we're going to get a handle on this. We'll be able to stop whatever addictive behavior it is.
The cover-up, that's an interesting concept, because one thing that when we're addicted to anything, addicted to watching television, whatever addiction we may have as human beings, there's always a cover-up, isn't there? There's always a denial.
That's one of the most devastating sides of addiction, is what it forces a person to become. They lie, they will do whatever they can, because this addiction feels so good to relieve them from the pain that they feel otherwise, feels so good to them that they can't give it up. And in order to maintain it, because in some ways they must realize it is not an action or a substance that others would appreciate, so they want to cover it up because it feels so good to have that type of relief.
Now, before the program, we were talking about, you were saying how addictions affect a person's belief system in this concept of reality. Explain what you meant by that. I thought that was interesting.
Well, we all have and develop a belief system about ourselves and the world in which we live, about our relationships with other people. But that belief system is subject to irrational thoughts. We can have thoughts of not being worth anything, making comparisons. We can see somebody who is just so good at whatever it is that they're doing, a sport, for example, or playing music or whatever, and we can feel like we can't accomplish anything by making that unwise comparison, not realizing that we have value, we have worth. So that's an example of irrational thought, and when we get down like that with irrational thoughts and begin to believe them, we open ourselves up more than to some of these things that we're talking about in terms of addictions, because we're looking for a way to feel better, a way to handle the problems that we face, at least in our thoughts and our minds.
At the core of it, and it's so amazing when you think about it, addictions, because they're so self-destructive. And yet at the core of it, we lie to ourselves, we lie to others, and we say it's not self-destructive, that somehow it's good for us. And that's why it's so hard to let go of.
It's very hard to let go of, because it is relief. And while it is self-destructing in the long term for the individual, the immediacy of gratification and security, it's relief. So that's why they don't want to give it up.
How can you deal with addictive behaviors, and how can you get better? We're going to talk about that right after this.
With almost limitless potential, your brain was designed to change, adapt, and grow. Why? Find out why we were designed to be transformed through our actions, our beliefs, and our choices in your free copy of Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go online to analyze what's wrong with our human nature. Why does it need to be transformed through a spiritual process all humans share? See how praying for the right approach will lead you to ask the right questions, to make fundamental changes, to give you a clear vision for a lifetime of growth and success. Experience the true success through real conversion in a world of counterfeits, fakes, and phonies. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion.
I encourage all of you to go to beyondtoday.tv and get your free copy of Transforming Your Life. Also, while you're there, you can watch all of the Beyond Today programs that we've done, all kinds of subjects to help you with your life. Is your life out of control because of a personal addiction? It can be anything from prescription medicine to alcohol to watching television. Any habit that controls our lives in a negative to self-destructive manner is an addiction. We're back with professional counselors John Seforek and Gary Antion discussing conquering addictions. John, a person comes to you as a counselor and a pastor, and they're having a serious problem with addiction, any kind of addiction. Where do you start? Where do you start with helping them?
Well, I start by mentioning that they have done the right thing. By coming to me, that is doing the right thing. And to actually begin the process toward recovery, that is major right there,
Denial is part of the problem.
Yeah, denial is part of the problem, and covering it up with other things and denying it in many different ways, lying about things and putting it off, procrastination as well. Well, I know it's a problem, but I'll get on top of it. I'll have that whipped or licked here soon. So just the fact that they're coming, I take advantage of that to encourage them that they have started the process, and that's a major step. In addition to that, we talk a little bit about how it's affecting their lives, how it got started and how it spiraled out of control till it took that control of their lives and where they are now. And I begin the process with these things.
Gary, where do you begin?
Well, when they come, I agree with John that when somebody comes to you, it's a bold step for them to even admit it, because oftentimes they're in denial. But even then, sometimes when people come, just to generally give them a sense that they are accepted as a person, but that their behaviors are something that they have to understand, and to try to help them understand what's driving them to this particular addiction or addictive behavior, to try to find the root of that, to also assess where they are physically.
Well, there are some substance abuse problems that you have to put the person in a medical facility to get it out of their system, or they could die. Then you begin to deal with daily life problems. Now, I've just found as a pastor, when people come in for counseling, that the daily life problems that most people have center around the concept of realizing that we have to have balance in our lives. Balance with the physical, with the mental, with the social, and with the spiritual. Now, John, when someone comes to you with addictive behavior and you begin to look at the physical things they must begin to do, where do you start?
Well, I start looking for the imbalance that this addiction has caused in their life, and it takes many different forms. It can be robbing them of the ability to get a decent night's sleep. It can involve their eating and the habits and the patterns there. It can involve their job and what they're doing, how they're able to function or not function on their job. It can involve all of these things and many more. So I start with that.
And, of course, any addiction is going to have some kind of serious physical side effects on the person.
Right. The physical side effects are something a counselor would want to look at right away to make sure that there's nothing going on there that would prevent them from even seeking counseling. I remember one person with an addictive behavior of alcohol called me and wanted help. And I said, I had known that they had had this problem because they had spoken to me briefly before. And I said, if you want my help, you really need to be getting some help for your alcohol problem, because I can't help you with the other problem as long as you're under the influence of alcohol. So they called me one time and I said to them, have you gotten some help with this? And they said no. And I said, well, will you get some help there when you get this under control? Because it was a physical side effects that were ruining this person's life.
Now, one of the things that's so difficult in dealing with addictive behavior, we talked about the lies. The whole aspect of the mental issues, that they have to learn to think differently. So someone comes in, where do you begin to discuss with them the aspect of thinking differently?
Well, we have to take a look together as a counselor and a counselee at what their thought patterns are, how they view where they are in their life. And there are many faulty assumptions, there are many irrational things that have entered into it. Oftentimes a list of reasons are many that they will give, but they don't get to the heart and the core so often of how the addiction has gotten a hold of their lives.
Gary, let's deal with the social aspects of addictive behavior, because addictive behavior always affects relationships.
It definitely affects relationships. When a person has an addictive behavior, they tend to go into the closet, they tend to withdraw from others, and so it's bound to affect their social lives. Sometimes it's a matter they lack the coping skills, sometimes it's a matter they lack the knowledge of how to deal with it, and to have the courage to face up to it. So oftentimes I'll work with individuals such as that by working with them on issues of self-esteem and assertion, where they can learn to value, that they have some value, that they have some worth, that they have the strength to be able to deal with their problem, and also to have the means of coping through assertion, explaining and expressing how they feel.
Self-esteem. We're almost up against a break, but very briefly, explain what you mean by self-esteem.
True self-esteem is a person understands their worth in life. They also understand their strengths, and they also understand their weaknesses. Their limitations. It's not some issue of vanity where a person feels like, I'm the greatest, I'm the best. It's not that. It's a person who has value, realizes they have value. As David said in the Psalms, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So they realize they have value. They have value in God's eyes, and they have value to others. And when they realize that, they have something to give to others. So I try to help them understand it as a basis for being able to face their problems and deal with them.
And, of course, we're back to the concept of the Creator, that there's a God, and we receive value from that Creator. You can learn to deal with addictive behavior and have a better life. You have to make major changes in your life, and you need help. Help from a professional counselor, family or friends, and maybe a group like AA. But most importantly, help from your Creator. We'll be back to tell you how you can receive help from God right after this.
Just saying I love Jesus will not bring spiritual success. He and the Bible say real conversion is hard training along a narrow path. Get understanding to become strong, build character, and overcome the huge problems of an arrogant human nature. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion.
In our age of spectacular discoveries in science, the miracle of life reveals astonishing truth you can read about regularly in the Good News magazine. As more mysteries of life are solved, put yourself in the positive big picture presented regularly in your free subscription to the Good News. Just call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for the Good News magazine.
Welcome back. When you go to online to beyondtoday.tv, you can get your free copy of the Good News magazine. When you order the booklet Transforming Your Life, we'll send you 6 times a year a free copy of this magazine that really will help you with your life. And it's absolutely free. That's not a con game. It's the truth. It's free. We're not going to ask you for money. The information is too important, because we want to help you get your life back in order. We want to help you come to God and help Him change who you are. Now, we've been discussing conquering addictive behavior by living a balanced life. We've talked about the physical, mental, and social sides of our nature, but the most important issue in overcoming addictions or in any area of life is understanding the spiritual side of who we are as human beings. Addictive behavior is at its core a spiritual sickness. Gary, explain the human spirit and how it becomes sick.
Most of us are spiritually sick before we come to know God. The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Timothy that God's Spirit is a spirit of a sound mind. And I believe that without having that Spirit to join with our human spirit within us to give us strength and give us understanding and give us the ability to discern and see the truth, to give us courage to be able to work through problems, that we all would spiral out of control. And in fact, one of the fruits of God's Holy Spirit is that of self-control. An addiction is a behavior that takes people out of control because they're trying to control something else or they can't face up to something else, and therefore they go out of control. So they got one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is self-control. And if a person understands that and has that realization about God and can go to God to help soothe this spiritual sickness, he or she can have the Spirit of God and be able to have the self-control needed to deal with a lot of addictions.
You know, I've seen people stop an addictive behavior, but in their minds, the patterns that led to that are still there because they haven't dealt with the spiritual aspect. The spiritual aspect is really at the core of it, isn't it?
It is. We are such that we search for meaning to our lives. You know, we can go through the steps as far as our jobs and relating to others and all that, but deep within ourselves, we want to know, what's this all about? Why am I drawing breath? Why am I living this physical life? What is the meaning? What's the purpose? And we yearn to understand that meaning and purpose and to really be fulfilled. We could try lots of things, and some of the addictions are examples of individuals trying to gain relief or to feel better about themselves and about the world around them. And that doesn't do it. That doesn't fill that spiritual void that's there. But God can fill that void for us.
I think many people just simply replace destructive addictions with other destructive addictions, thinking that they've actually changed, but they have not learned to receive help from God. And the last place a lot of people will go to when they have problems with addictions is the Bible. And yet the Bible contains the information we need in order to work with these things.
Well, certainly the Bible gives us the opportunity to have our minds cleansed. First of all, one great thing in reading the Scriptures, no matter what part you read, the Bible is going to have an effect upon you. But coming to understand the Scriptures will also give you a sense of hope, because we can realize about the greatest person who ever lived, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, who had trials and afflictions that he had to deal with. And he said we can go to him and he'd be the one to help us through those particular issues. He also came to bring us hope. Jesus Christ brought good news to the world. And what people who are suffering with addictions are needing
is
good news and hope.
How do you use the Bible? How can the Bible help someone in dealing with addictive behavior?
Well, the Bible is the instruction book, and it gives a sense of direction to our lives. It is a guideline to understanding the balance that's necessary. Because if we have a life that's out of balance, then we have all sorts of problems, including the potential to fall into the grip of addictions. And so it's an instruction manual that lays out the guidelines and how to live. We hear very little, unfortunately, in the world in which we live about how to live. We focus a lot on how to make a living and how to entertain ourselves and how to do various things like that, but how to live. Well, God knows how to live.
Well, Jesus Christ said that he came into the world when he came into the world to teach us, to bring us grace and truth. And he also taught us that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So the words of God, the teachings of the Bible, help a person to have a direction and a hope in his life.
A person comes to you. Where do you start in telling them, here's how you begin to reach out so that God can help you?
First of all, if a person came to me to ask me that question, I would take it that person is being called by God. God is drawing him, is in a sense making him, giving him an invitation to come. I would then point him to the scriptures and say, you need to study the scriptures so that you can see what God has in store for you. Then they would take a look at their own lives so that they can analyze their lives in comparison to the scriptures and come to be willing to change their ways that do not match the scriptures. Once they come to that and that acknowledgement, that admission that they need help, and that God is their source for that help, and recognize Him and believe in Him, then they would be baptized, and then, of course, receive the Holy Spirit of God.
One of the things I do is I take the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, and I say, start there. The basic core teachings of Jesus.
Heart and core of Christianity.
Start there, and then ask God to help that become real in your lives. How do you deal with some of these things when people come and say, okay, you know, John, where do I go? How do I begin to reach out and have God change me? And how do I get that power?
Well, I think it starts by talking to them about the fact that we all not only need to change, but we all have the ability to change with God's help. And that is a tremendous blessing. If we were just locked in, if we were unable to make changes in our lives, in our thought patterns, you know, the way we think about things, in our behaviors, our actions, to break wrong habits or replace them with right habits. That's a fantastic ability, and God makes that possible. He will work with us, and the growth process involves this thing of change. If we think that we've arrived and there aren't any changes to be made, we're deluding ourselves, because life is all about making those changes and, with God's help, transforming our life.
And the excitement is, we can change. It is possible to break the cycle of addiction. It's going to take the commitment and hard work more than you've ever done. You have to change the way you think. You have to change your approach to life. You're going to have to face some hard, cold realities. But there is help. The Creator who made you loves you and has a purpose for your life. He wants to heal you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Just saying, I love Jesus will not bring spiritual success. He and the Bible say real conversion is hard training along a narrow path. Get understanding to become strong, build character, and overcome the huge problems of an arrogant human nature. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Transforming Your Life, The Process of Conversion.
Addictive behavior can leave you feeling that life has no meaning, only darkness. To deal with addictions, we must not only deal with the physical causes, but also the spiritual causes. All human beings have a sickness of the spirit. The Creator can and will heal you. You must be willing to change the way you think. You must be willing to accept that the Creator of life knows how to make life work, and the Bible is His instruction book for you. The rewards are to begin to live the way God designed for us today, and to understand that He has a great future for all of us beyond today. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us. When you're looking to understand your future, remember this program. Please join us next week for another edition of Beyond Today. And thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.